Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, and the third decade of the 21st century, now in our 24th year. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Dr. Stephen Mintz joins us on a regular basis to try to restore some order. His book is called Beyond Happiness and Meaning. Dr. Stephen Mintz, I need your website, please.
That would be Stephen Mintz Ethics, all one word, Stephen with a V, and ethics.com.
Stephen Mintz, VZ, Ethics. Stephen Mintz Ethics.com. Check it out, folks. Hey, Stephen, we've been talking about what makes good people to do bad things. We talked about situational ethics. We talked about considering the consequences. We talked about integrity. We talked about redemption. But in terms of the judgment of what somebody does that's bad, I mean, if you think about it, it's not bad unless somebody objects, right? I mean, if nobody objects, then it was okay for you to take the last pork chop or whatever, I guess. But if obviously there's, you know, if you do something bad, somebody's going to object, the authorities or your mother or your wife, but somebody has to decide that it's bad. And who decides that? And we talked about this earlier, and I've been talking about it all morning. Google and Apple and Amazon decided that Parler was bad. Twitter decided that Trump is bad. Now, half of America doesn't agree with them on that, but they did anyway, and they removed him from their platform. Who decides who's bad? And the problem we have today on an ethical basis, Stephen, is some of these people who are deciding have a lot and disproportionate and an unprecedented amount of power. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, normally, and as we grow up, we have religious education to tell us what's good or bad.
Right.
We have these influences. If you belong to a profession, law, accounting, medicine, you have professional standards of behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are just general societal norms. We could go back to the Golden Rule and use that as our guidance. But, yeah, we've lost a lot of that training, education, connection, and now we're learning about good and bad on the Internet,
mm-hmm.
which is the wrong place to look for it.
Right.
So it's been a society.
We're looking for love in the wrong places, aren't we?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. We are. Yeah.
So how do we process all this? How do we process all this as sometimes we're innocent bystanders? But I'm telling people, Stephen, that every day that goes by, this is going to wind up in the laps of everyone. I mean, everybody basically in society today uses the Internet, communicates over a social media platform, uses some kind of telecom, has to have the Internet to perform their work duties. This is going to I call it the power of binding and loosing. What the Pharisees had, Stephen, the power of binding and loosing. The more that we have people who can make a judgment of what's good and bad, and it's a political have a political angle, this is going to fall on everyone's lap, isn't it?
Yes, no question about it, and we need some guidance, and I always tell my students that before they're about to take an act, make a decision, step back from it and ask themselves, would I normally consider this action to be wrong?
Right.
Because you can get caught up in the situation without seeing the bigger picture. Or perhaps more relevant today, how will I feel if my decision gets discussed on social media tomorrow?
One of the things I tell myself is,
defend it.
One of the things I tell myself is, can I sleep on this? Because I will tell you,
good.
Whenever I've said, can I sleep on this, the next morning, I always, 100%, think of it differently than I did the day before.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I do that with email messages. I want to send a message. I'm angry. So I send an email to myself.
I do the same thing.
I think about it overnight. I look at it in the morning. And if I feel the same way, fine, I'll send that message.
Right.
But a lot of times I say, no, this is just going to infuriate the other person, and we'll go back and forth.
Right.
And I don't
want
that.
So if you're worried that you're a good person about to do something bad, make sure that it's not reactionary, right? Isn't that a good way to think about it?
Correct.
Hey, Dr. Stephen Mintz, thank you for being here. StephenMintzEthics.com is the website. Beyond Happiness and Meaning is the book. Stephen, I hope you'll come back soon.
Love to, Jim.
We enjoyed having you on the show. Dr. Stephen Mintz, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.